So he spoke about the deal of that tefillah is mamash on the deal of Kriya B'Shem Hashem. So we are, as it were, publicizing the expressing the Shem Hashem. That's the process of tefillah. So it's a concept of hachana, the haskar Shem Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu needed to prepare himself beforehand before he said it. So we can't just say it like that. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was dovek, Akash Baruch Hu, he felt he needed hachana. So So by the Yorktide Siddur that the yeshiva did for the Enemer, so every year they play like a recording from something that he spoke about. He said over the recording was he was talking about the Chayalim brings a story about a person who was nifter. He comes to Shemayim and they asked him, he said Shem Shemayim and the Atola, right? So they admitted that he had, so that Beth Shemayla spoke to him that how did, you know, if you think about it for a moment, the low life that we are compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we should just throw Kadosh Baruch Hu's name around like that, is like, how could you do such a thing? Of course, Rabbi Adam said it a little more intensely as I'm saying it right now. The our generation is cream puffs, so I'm not going to do that, myself included. But the point over here is that Mamoid Mechem the word Elul Zehiris Mechon of Askar Shem Hashem Brochas of Betfila. So I want to go back a step. This is the Kura. He's going to talk about Hachana in the next parak also. The Rabbi Lapian says the reason we call Shuas is because the lesson is that Torah is always about the preparation beforehand. It's not the Kabbalah Torah, it's the Hachana that you made for Kabbalah Torah. By the Hasidim, if you ever doubt my Hasidic dominion, you'll find a very fascinating thing, that there's elements of illogic to their process. They say out loud with the Kabbalah, you know, some of them like screaming, etc. They say more quietly, and Shema they fly through quietly. Like, so Litvak says, and that's ridiculous, this is the right, so this is the Kabbalah, like, you know, right, like, what's going on over here? The answer is the Chassidim, what's this almost they daven late. So I'm not answering the question totally, but one of the nakunas that they worked on very stark is that a human being's rotzen to do the right thing, it can be perfect. The ability to do the actual right thing is beyond the ability of a human being to do it. That's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu whether it'll be perfect or not. Rotzen Adam, the rotzen can be perfect. So it comes out that the ikar of the tefillah is the hakana. So one of the innovations of the Hasidim, as opposed to what was, is that, you know, davening was, you come in at, you know, at 5:37 in the morning, you put on your talis and tefillin, and you say your prayers, and you'll be finished and said. They said, no, you cannot daven until you've been prepared your mind to be able to daven. Well, the chana took time. So Mael said, you'll miss my Kriya Shema. He said, don't worry about it. Main thing is Hachana. So how you answer that question, you know, you need a chassid to answer that question. Now the chassid holds on a question. Okay. Right? Literally holds no answer, but that's a different issue. But the point that they stress is that ikar avoid of a human being is in the world of Hachana. Because in Pa'ula, it's Takanat. Now the truth is, it's like the concept is rooted in the Kavis Lubav. Because the Bible says that the human being is the ability to actually do something is not miyad hod. the olam is beyond olam is the matzah. The bechira is beyond olam. The choice. Right? So a person decides that they want to sit and learn, and then they get sick, or then they hurt themselves and they have to go to the doctor. You know? The matzah was there, but the actual didn't happen. The person decides he wants to pick up the aluminum. He might get tremors in his hands. He can't pick them up, and anything can happen. Any moment, anything can happen. The brashim allows him to do it. That's the brashim's business. But the skar and shemaim is not for picking up the lulav and esrei. The skar and shemaim is for the decision to pick up the lulav and the esrei. And then the brashim allowed you to be mevatzeya your decision. So comes the bava says. There's a lot of so the chassidim took that thought and said, well, in kain the ikar makom avoda, the person is in the thought process of the decision. So the preparation of the action is much more chashuv than the action. Almost like the hirurei aveira are worse than the aveira. The hirurei mitzvah are better than the mitzvah. So Revol was touching on this nukuda of achana that we find mechalal davar shem kedusha. We always do hazman beforehand. But also you don't do davar shem kedusha without hazman. The ikar of kaddish is heishir rabu. So we should give a clap and we should say, hey, shir rabu. We don't do that. The chazan announces we're going to do this. He invites everybody to say hey, shir rabu. Kedusha, we finish mechamim. You see, everybody say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. We don't do that. We say let us be mekadosh. But first we were masmim. There's a din of hazman. Darshan kedusha, you don't just jump in. So you need like anything of value, you prepare beforehand. Anything of value, you have some type of introduction. You don't just jump right into it. So hakana that a person rolls. So Ruchim writes, he says, you know, the person comes into mincha and like, you know, he's been busy with, you know, business, and his thought process is in, you know, in the business. So he rolls in, he says ashrei yoshev esecha, but his mind is still on the street. Right? So yoshev esecha means yoshev, you settled yourself in. So mincha is not a problem, but shach is also a problem. The guy rolls in at, you know, whatever, and you know he davens, you know. So the meeker of the void is the hakon. So Kedusha Zimra was nisken as a form of a hakonah to the tefillah. So, but we don't use, we need a hakonah to Kedusha Zimra. It's like, you know, the bracha was nisken as like a hakonah to the mitzvah. But we need a hakonah to the bracha. The comes of Omer, he says that, you know, if the ikar nekudah is hakonah, the more valuable something is, the more you're going to prepare yourself before you do it.
He says no.
The more I recognize the significance of what I'm doing, right? I'm getting up and you know, saying a shmooze. Okay, I prepare a little bit. Getting up and saying a shmooze in front of the gullah door. I'm going to prepare more. Why? It's a more significant action. The more I realize the value of what I'm doing, the significance of what I'm doing, the more I'm going to prepare beforehand. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "The master Shem Hashem, to be carried Shem Hashem, to express it." He said that Kosh Baruch was expressing himself on the Priya through the process of prayer, prayer, golf. Right? Well, sounds pretty straightforward. So really, if we stop and really think about what those words mean, that the very Kalalomim, which our mind has this main of a main of a tfisa, the concept of an infinite universe. The Bar Yilam is greater if the words make sense than that. You can't talk about the Bar in a physical sense. But even in a physical sense, you know, if we picture that view,
I think the uckel is where the water gathers up.
This is the idea.
And we're now going to say what the Rosh Hashanah is expressing his name by doing X, and we would be margish that the Rosh Hashanah, as it were, Hashem expressed his reality through this. We would really, you know, we need to really think about this before we do it a little bit. But by us, Baruch Adonai Hashem is, you know, it's like I tell you the story about the guy who went to I went to a store in a neighborhood. There was a sign on the door that said, "Mem Hey, be back at 2 o'clock. He says, "What does Mem Hey send for us?" He says, "Here's the like, that's the opposite of any thought process. Mirza, I don't know Mirza is, but the person didn't know, probably didn't know either, but he didn't, never, like, asked. Like, what am I saying? I'm just saying out words.
There are different nets and traps that you lay out.
So if a person would stop, I mentioned to you last week about the astronauts, right?
Again, you stick it in the water while it's in the water.
I think it's a very good muscle.
Things. It's in the water. When you take it out, you don't want it.
What?
The first astronaut mentioned something about
it. The first astronaut that went into orbit, John Glenn, went into orbit. So he saw the world from miles and miles up. So he saw the Earth. You see the Earth. So it struck him so much. He read Genesis. He read the first chapter of Genesis from the rocket.
He was planning to from the beginning.
Either he knew memorized it or he's planning to. I don't know. The cosmonaut that went up said, "I don't see the God out here."
Well, what do you expect to see God?
I don't know, but that's what he wants from Russian cosmonaut. Like, that was his thing. He came up to the heavens, and there's no God in the heavens.
How was he thinking about God? I mean, what was that relevant?
He says, "Comment."
I'm saying, if you think about a lot of other things, you can think about how great Stalin is when he got up to the heavens. But it's interesting that a lot, he had to doctor think about.
He's the first. He went first. Right. So he was the first human being who went to the heavens and who came back. Let's talk about it. So, what did you see out there? Did you see any angels? No angels. Like he made a little sunnis out of it. That's the Kabbalah thing, which is not a Kabbalah thing. He was Nisragish. I mean, I was. Where was I reading? Oh, my sitter. Has the footnotes over there. So one of the people in the space station. So the space station goes around the Earth every 90 minutes. It does it, completes a revolution around the Earth. That's how fast it goes. So you're up there doing work. He says, like the second day they were up, the captain took all of the new astronauts and forced them to go to the window. It says stay there for a full revolution. She says they were so busy that she was not done on her own. She writes, she's so thankful to him. It says an experience that she'll never experience again in her life. She saw the Earth for 9 she just puts hold on. You just see the Earth, the mind-boggling thing, like we see like a little space. You see the whole thing and it hits you how big this is and how small you are. Imagine what you felt like you're standing on the moon. Right? Now, imagine what if you'd be able to go into the other galaxies and see the world. And that's how big the world is. Like that's a ma'ain, a ma'ain. That's a physical size. The Kosh Baruch Hu is greater than that. Everybody's like throwing his name around. So we stop realizing we need to get into the thought process before we say Hashem Hashem. I need to be making. So I'm saying Kosh Baruch Hu is expressed his being in this. That's something that Chaim understands the Baruch. That the Baruch was marba his metzias in the Bria. He expressed his metzias in the Bria by the fact that he's Brei Pei Gofen.
And now I have a liquid.
So when I see the Brei Pei Gofen, I'm supposed to be margish the presence of a Kosh Baruch Hu. That's how he sees it. He says, if you're not having that, you're not yourself the bro. That's his lesson. So all the proportional in different ways. Right? For the record, the Radak and the Imanyana both said that Baruch just means play, Hashem is praised. Okay. Baruch Atah Hashem, the Russian is praised. But I think he saw this Lakuta. He was arguing about that. Every time Chazal gave you this, which is why the more ties it to Yerushalayim, the more it says the Baruch Atah Hashem to Yerushalayim. is Meir Brachas Bechol Yom. David Melech was Darshan this pasuk. He was Masakah Meir Brachas Bechol Yom. Ki Lira, that's Yira. I mean, we think of Brachas as Av. It's thank you. It's not Yira. Yira is the awareness of the gap. Right? They have in New York, you know, beware of the gap, watch the gap, right?
It's a very thick honey.
So, year is the awareness of the gap. When you say a bracha, the year is supposed to be, it's supposed to be year. What it means, the bar rate, how he expressed himself in this bria, and you're aware of the gap. And then, so that's what he's supposed to say, bro. They say the stipler, would say Hashem Yotzar took about 4 minutes to say Hashem Yotzar. According to the chart, it takes 20 seconds. Right? So according to this math, this is 12 times as long as the chart. But they also say, when you say the Techi Sech over there, his whole body would tremble. He's picturing the Techi Sech over there. See, his body would physically shake. He was, the words weren't just words. They were expressing a thought inside of the person of what it means, the person expressing himself in the body of a human being. So that's, I think, the Nakuda of Hakana that he's talking about. So, he said, there's the union of Hakana for Shabbos, being ready for Kabbalah Shabbos. There's Hakana Yom Adin, there's Hakana Yom Kippur, series Hakana of Kabbalah Satara. There's a din of Hikon, the Kibbutzilla Kachel Yisrael, for Tfila.
Now, what we're talking about. The top one is Tahor.
So that he brings.
The bottom one is Tahor, as we said before. Oh, yeah, Hakana. We're also talking about that. And now, so the bottom one's hot and the top one's hot. Or the top one is cold and the bottom one is cold. Or the top one is hot and the bottom one is cold. In all those cases, we say it's Tahor.
I told you over the top.
Cold.
With the Shabti Sweet. Long time ago, right? I saw that a long time ago. The Taz was the Golden Door. So at the time of Shabbos Tzvi. And the question was, what is he? So Taz sent his son and his son-in-law to go be trial Kankanoi on the Shabbos Tzvi. So obviously he recognized that a lot weighed on. If he could convince the people that he's the Mashiach, this is, you know, he's scot-free. The Golden Door is going to support him. So he obviously made a strong effort to present himself like Mashiach. So we're all agreeing that there's a Masara that they came out. Somebody asked him, they said he's not Mashiach. He said, how do you know? Because he was sitting back in his chair. His Mashiach's awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu would be so overwhelming that the Pasha would sit in awe of the presence of the Shekhinah at all times. So the Pasha could sit back in the chair.
So it's producing what?
More so than
the top one, what's going to happen?
Ha'richa b'yiras Hashem, the Pasha says. That Mashiach's yiras Hashem is so strong that Pasha can be marach b'doyit. He can smell out what emes is because his yiras Shemayim is so strong, he would see emes. They said the reason I would look at Mazuz and tell you what the kosher was. Just without looking at it, he can smell, he can push the hair, the kedusha there or not. Kedusha's not there, Pasha can see you. So Mashiach could smell. The rabbi says that the reason why they killed Barakhu Ziva, because they tested him whether he could be Marach Madoy, and he wasn't able to be Marach Madoy. He's a nice general over here. He said, you know, okay, Karkasa, can you smell and see what the sock is? And no, they killed him. That's the rival learns. It's not a game.
There's still more steam coming.
Mashiach's awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu is so powerful that he can possibly be Baruch Hadoyim. If you're Mashiach, you're not sitting back in a chair. So I pointed out that I never thought of that point. You need to be the Madrega of the Taz's son, the son-in-law, the Chab. Like, your Shemayim, their Yer Shemayim was enough to understand that there's no way Mashiach can be sitting back in a chair. Like, it wasn't like there was a Chazal says it somewhere. There's a Rambam about that, but that's, it's not shy. It's the whole story. So Yer Shemayim is like a whole another Bria. Like, we don't like live in the same planet. Okay, let's hold it here.